Bart, we survived. Issue 10. We were at double digits. Double digits already.
Episode 10.
Who would have ever thunk we actually could find this many insane stories? Or rabbit holes?
It's more of a rabbit hole. Because I've noticed the last couple episodes, we start with one thing, and then it just leads down 20 other different articles.
I know, you would never believe what is linked until you start digging and you're like, because I mean, everything, it's a circle. Everything is linked somehow.
At the beginning of the year, I was searching, before we fell down the rabbit hole of UFOs, I just did a search for best strange stories of 2016.
Uh-huh.
Which is something you should never look up, given how bad 2016 went. But it helped me find a lot of different weird stuff.
I'm almost thinking 2017 is going to be worse. I know, I personally...
Yeah, it's hard to say. It's only the beginning of the month, and I've already fallen from a ledge in my closet. And this is only the first week of the year.
I know, you and I have already had a rough beginning of the year already. We're like, yeah, I'm like, if this is the start of my year, and this is how it's going to be, I'm not surviving this year. Like, there's no way. But we actually did find a variety of stories.
Yeah, sort of goes all over the place this week, literally.
But that's what we do best.
Yes.
I mean, I did enjoy talking about the UFOs, and I didn't realize how much is linked until we start clicking and looking, and I'm like, yeah,
and since I got a chance to look at that, look at that book, that's definitely going to be something we'll have to follow up on in a future episode.
Oh, yeah, because there is just so much. But like you and me, you know, I've had some stuff every single day so far this year. And
yeah.
It's been insane. I mean, I've been having to put everything on my calendar so far.
Well, same with me.
You know, I've been planning, what do we record next? Okay, how about this day, and we'll do it this day, and I'm going to edit on this day. It's been crazy.
Well, the other day, I was told that I had to take a personal day in the month of January, because I never got to last year. And so I just took a random day, and twice I had to ask my boss, what day did I ask off for again? Because it wasn't written on the calendar, and if it's not written on the calendar, it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been having issues with the boss, too.
But we did, like you said, we did find a few stories that go all over the place on Earth and everywhere else.
So, you ready to dive on in?
Yeah.
Or how can I say, blow things up?
Kind of blow things up. This story, it was announced middle of December. A Thai company created, the company is called the Bundi Workshop, and they created a ghost repellent, which basically looks like a giant speaker that costs $1,500 plus an extra $140 to ship to the U.S. And apparently in 2009... a bunch of blogs started writing about this company, saying that this thing wouldn't sell. And 7 years later, they have an improved version of the ghost repeller.
That would be kind of interesting just to see it in action.
Yeah. The problem is, no one actually really understood how, the ghost repeller 1.0 worked. Apparently it's called the Trisakri. I know I'm not pronouncing that correctly at all, and I'll post the link, and if you want to read it and you know how to pronounce it, all for ya.
Yes.
But apparently 1.0, no one knew how it worked, only that it uses an infrared camera and electromagnetic field meters to, quote, detect the presence of supernatural beings, and it sends radio energy out of the speaker toward the supernatural beings.
What if instead of destroying ghosts, they're actually calling aliens?
Honestly, that makes more sense than what this article is explaining it. explaining it does, because really all it sounds like, and I'm looking at a diagram of the machine, basically it sends, it has a video receptor, an audio receptor, and, quote, a phenomenon receptor, which is just an EMF transmission. And it just sends out power and radio waves into the atmosphere. So pretty sure it doesn't do anything like it's supposed to. But I guess if they can, you know, make almost $2,000 on it for each one, well, then, you know, they've succeeded.
That's a very expensive adult nightlight.
Exactly. Well, it does have an LED on the front, you know, to indicate when it's destroyed a ghost.
Oh, this does. It does sound like an adult nightlight. Dude, we gotta talk to a paranormal group and show them and be like, would you use this?
Well, there is the box. I don't remember what it's called. The box that will pick up ghost transmissions that has been used by several people.
But wasn't that... I know what you're talking about, but wasn't that, like, 100-year-ago thing that they were using?
Well, I know some people are still using it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they started using it, like, 100 years ago, because that was when you know, the talking to the ghosts and talking to the dead became a huge, huge thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what, was it Houdini who liked to, like, screw with them because he knew what they were doing when they were fake?
Yeah, but I think there was an episode of Houdini and Doyle where they actually, like, delved into that.
Yes, yes. Doyle believed it. Houdini was like, yeah, you know, and he was screwing with the person that was faking it.
Yeah.
But then she was actually kind of real, but then kind of not real. But that was a great, I'm sad they canceled that show. That was a great show.
Yeah, that was, it's so sad when there's so many, when there's so many channels in England that aren't the BBC, and yet everything really good goes to the BBC and then gets canceled.
We always have the best shows and we get nothing.
Oh, we get stuff. It's just not anything good.
Well, some of it is. But
okay.
Talking about ghosts, I have one too. You heard of the Chimera?
Well, that was the one thing. It's a chimera is just sort of like a combination of different creatures in one animal.
Mm-hmm. But this one, it's called chimera or a ghost shark.
Yeah, it looks like this is actually called, that's the name they gave it.
Well, this one actually, it has a bunch of nicknames because of what this looks like. We'll post this. This video, this shark is really kind of, yeah, that's why it gets its name chimera, because it's been called... Nicknames, it's been called ratfish, rabbitfish, spookfish. Hint at how bizarre chimeras are in person. Dwelling in the depths of the ocean, its eyes are pale and seemingly dead. Where teeth should be, the ghost shark uses tooth plates instead to grind its food.
Yeah, so it looks like they have teeth, but they're a lot bigger.
Mm-hmm. Well, it almost sounds like it's part shark, but part, like, stingray or manta ray.
Yeah.
I think they have the teeth plates, too.
And it looks like a manta ray, also.
Mm-hmm. Which would explain why they're calling it a chimera, because it looks like a half and half.
Yeah.
Especially with hair, with the way it was flapping its arms. It's like a half and half. But, yeah, scientists believe they have captured on video a species of ghost shark that has never been seen before, filmed live. The pointed nose blue chimera. The actual video was taken in 2009, but was recently released by the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute. 6 years ago, the researchers from nonprofit sent an ROV, a remotely operated vehicle, on several dives off of California and Hawaii. ROVs captured footage from depths of up to 6,700 feet. That's pretty deep.
Yeah, that's probably why we haven't gotten major footage of this creature either, mm-hmm. because it hasn't, you know, it's usually not in the areas that we're actually studying.
Right, and a lot of the ones that we get stuff like that, because I know there was a fisherman off of Russia, and he was catching some beautiful but bizarre fish and different animals and stuff, and what it is they're so far down that the trolling, the ones that drop the really big long nets and just drag them, are the ones that are catching these. I mean, I'm kind of happy they didn't kill it to catch it. They just filmed it. I kind of wish that they would start doing that with more stuff more often, that they would just film stuff and not, you don't have to kill it. And if people don't believe that with Bigfoot, you got to kill it to prove it. Just get a good video. This proves, which I'm not getting into the whole blob squatch baloney because it makes no sense to me. Because I know my phone, it will focus if you go touch.
I haven't heard this theory. We'll have to talk about it after we're done.
Well, our cell phones, the cameras on them are so good that video and taking pictures should actually be clear. I actually got into this discussion with my niece. She's an iPhone, and I'm an Android. I like Android. She likes the iPhones, and we're like, it's a fashion. She's like, it's got a better camera. And I'm like, baloney. Oh. Like, I took a picture with my cell phone. My Android. I took a picture, and it was in a museum. I had it hanging in the gallery, so no. No. We're not going there. I got a good camera. So that's why I don't understand how other people can't have good cameras.
Well, we've all got that instant access to a camera. That's it.
Well, see, I even have mine where my camera is at even on the lock screen, so all I gotta do is click it.
Yeah.
But talking about the ocean, did you hear about the Kinder mystery?
Yeah, this one is very, very interesting. And I know, I could have sworn that these used to be sold in stores. And maybe they were just plastic eggs with toys in them and they weren't chocolate eggs.
That's a possibility, because I know that they did. I think you're right. I think we did have the eggs where it just had the toy on the inside wrapped up in like the tinfoil, the wrapping.
Yeah, because there was I remember there was probably maybe 5 or 6 years ago, Nintendo put a bunch of them out.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing them, because you could get like a little figure in it. But yeah, this one, the mystery surrounds how thousands of Kinder eggs came to be washed up on the beach. Now, this was a small island off the coast of northeast Germany. Now, the mystery, thousands and thousands of these eggs just washed ashore, and the kids, now the chocolate had washed off, all that was left was the plastic egg and the toy and whatever else was in the egg. Now, what people are believing, because of where it's at, it's a very busy port, like, you know, the carrier or the cargo carriers or whatever you want to call them going through.
Yeah.
They think that it was in a cargo and it toppled over and washed overboard, which wouldn't really surprise me if you get into winter, you know, weather. That or yeah. You just have lots and lots of fish eating chocolate.
Well, that's it. If these have been gone for so long, now, it's only the U.S. that it's outlawed, correct?
I think so. See, that's the weird stuff. We outlaw the most bizarrest, how can I say this? The most bizarrest crap, but then, like, the stuff that we say is perfectly safe to eat, the world is the complete opposite. The world's like, that's disgusting, no. It usually has to do with all the chemicals and stuff they put in your food, the preservatives and red 9 and blue 2 and whatever else it is. But yeah, no, this had washed ashore and all these kids, the ship's sailing from China to Germany under the flag of Denmark. But yeah, all these kids were picking them up, and even the adults were. Because they even said, what was it, inside the eggs, there was the toys, but there was a piece of paper with Russian on it. So maybe these Kinder eggs were on their way to Russia?
What it may have been is... cargo being transported to Russia, therefore that's why everything was written in Russian.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very possible. But see, you also have to think about who knows where it was spilt too, because of the currents. That's why there's so many places where they call it the trash piles, where the currents just dump all the plastic and all the trash. I know there's some countries where they're finding, like, this is why everyone, if you can, the little hippie in me is coming out, if you can, recycle. Recycle, recycle, recycle. There's been, I think it was South Africa, that there was more and more whales washing up dead. That's because, you know, you get the humpbacks and all that, because they just open their mouth and filter. They're not going to filter the plastic out, and they're swallowing it. And
no.
And then it's just like, you know, rabbits and stuff here, they eat it and eat it, and they can't digest it. It builds up in their stomach, and they starve to death. But that's what this is. But yeah, there's a lot of areas, like, I know Pacific Ocean has an area where they call it the trash, because it just all just congregates together.
But based on what this is, because they're saying the Kinder eggs still have the toys inside with the paper.
So that just shows that there's, well, you have to think, if they, it has to be sealed really tight if they're going to dip it in chocolate. And it being all plastic, it's going to float. So who knows how long that it's been.
Probably what happened is it fell off a cargo ship. Being in the water, the chocolate melted off. And whatever plastic was around in the chocolate.
Well, I think they, because I've eaten a bunch of the Kinder stuff before, and it's good chocolate. But I think it was probably that tinfoil. So when the chocolate melted away, that just sloughs off.
Yeah.
And then it just left the plastic.
Which makes sense.
I mean, it looks like the kids were having a blast. They were all running around with bags and filling their bags up. I mean, the pictures here, you've got tons and tons of rainbow eggs. I mean, they're just in the seaweed. And everyone's out there getting them. Because the island's only, like, what, 1,700 people?
Yeah.
So there was plenty of eggs where everybody was getting, like, hundreds, you know, hundreds and hundreds. I mean, I've seen video where, you know, you get the big cargo, like what goes on the back of a train or a semi. I've seen them just flip over, or, you know, they weren't secure enough and they fell over. Kind of makes you wonder what's in the stuff, but was lost.
True.
But with the way the currents are, who knows where this was actually dropped? I mean, there may be more that would show up other places. There could be even more floating around than just this.
Yes, come up on a different coast.
Exactly. And if this is in Germany, then I'm almost wondering if, I'm trying to think, it would come back around. It would probably drop, go up, maybe England, Iceland, Canada, the States, New York and all that, Maine.
Oh, yeah.
After a while, is the way the currents go. It's a possibility.
And those ones wouldn't be illegal in the United States if they don't have a chocolate on them.
Yes, don't choke on it. I guess nobody's really thought about, well, see, this is the whole thing of, like, the Tootsie Pop. How many licks does it get to the middle? This proves it. You just lick it. You don't stick it in your face. But the Kinder chocolate is good. I do like some of it. Can get some of it over here.
And that's one thing I don't understand, because, well, it was back in Christmas time. I was talking to our friend Greg, and he was going to send chocolate all overseas, but because they didn't have a complete ingredients list on each one, he couldn't buy it and send it, because I guess customs, sending food all overseas, you have to have a complete ingredients list. So if you're so picky about that, why do they let something like this just be sold regularly?
I don't know. I mean, are you talking about having it shipped from England to,
from the United States overseas?
Because a lot of it's banned. They banned a lot of the preservatives that we eat on a daily basis. Like I was saying, like the red food dyes, that's a lot of that's banned overseas. So is I think some of the blue. A lot of the dyes that is put in the food is banned. It's considered
That would make sense, but that being that they ban all that for health reasons, and we ban chocolate that has stuff inside because people are stupid.
Yes. We as a society
We don't care about all the preservatives.
No, because, I mean, that's going to take us into one of our next episodes where I was, like, mentioning the whole propaganda. That's what it is. If you have the money, I mean, that's what rules the world. And it's true. I mean, there's one banking family that literally rules the world. Literally. But that's what it is. It's all propaganda. If you have the money, you can make anybody say anything you want. I mean, that was, yeah, let's go from Kinder to that. No, well, no, because back in, I don't know the whole actual date, but that was how, like, you know how rope way back when used to be made out of hemp?
Yeah.
And the nylon rope came in. Well, that's when the propaganda of weed is, you know, the devil's whatever they were calling it, the devil's weed, you know, and now they even do it now because people are trying to get pot, you know, accessible and used because it's being proved that it does help, like, with seizures and it does have health benefits. But the propaganda, you know, oh, you know, you can see how many memes. You're going to go crazy. You're going to turn a zombie. You're going to this and you're going to that. Like, the one I watched, the one, and I was so mad at it. The headline they put down, what it is it was two drivers. She had smoked weed the day before, got in a car accident the following night, and passed away. They never mentioned the guy that hit her was drunk. He was 18 years old and drunk and killed her. He survived. But the headline, instead of them saying killed by drunk driver, she had smoked weed the day before. So that was the reasoning. It had nothing to do with it. It had to do with the fact that it was a drunk idiot on the road who killed her. You know, like, it's propaganda. The media likes to look and bring up the bad. You don't hear the good very, very often at all. But it's whoever has the money is the ones that, you know, this is what it is. And nowadays, it's the easiest to believe everything you read. That's why, like, you and I, we like to dive into, we'll take a story and, you know, go from there, jump down the rabbit hole and see what else we can find. But that's what it is. If you have the money and the propaganda, you could say whatever you want to say. You can have people say whatever you want them to say. Exactly what that is. I mean, we sort of saw that during the election.
True.
It's exactly what it is. You know, I mean, us here, we're seen as complete idiots. As sad as it is, that's probably about true. But is it thug life? Well, I kind of see this, but thug life rules. You know, instead of being good to your neighbor, it's thug life. Which I think is baloney, and I think it needs to go away.
Yeah.
You know, you shouldn't be able to do whatever you want because it's cool. It's not cool to do whatever you want to whoever you want. It's not cool to steal. It's not cool to shoot people or kill them because you wanted to. That's just me.
Well, on a brighter note,
sorry, Bart.
There is a new galaxy that we've just found that probably has brighter. If it has civilizations, then they're probably brighter than us.
Monster burst of radio waves. Yep. It says the flickers of light were just discovered in 07.
It looks like they found the flickers back in 07, but they were recently able, basically what happened is they, back in 2007, fast radio bursts, or FRBs were discovered, but the problem is they only lasted for a fraction of a second, and as they started researching it, they found that those, fast radio bursts release more energy than our own sun radiates in 10,000 years. And there were 18 of these that were detected.
It actually would kind of make sense if the sun is rotating, that it's spitting it out, so the direction it hits us, that's when it's spitting at us. So it's releasing a mass amount of energy throughout the galaxy.
But they did after studying this since 2007, they were able to pinpoint where the radio bursts were coming from and found a completely new galaxy, a dwarf galaxy, as a result of it.
So you think that this, with it pulsing like that, you think it's going to be growing? Or is it one of those where it's pulsing more and more and it's shrinking?
It doesn't have many stars, but it's forming stars at a high rate.
So then it's technically a baby.
Yeah. So basically these energy bursts are linked to neutron stars, they said. which are dense objects that form when stars explode. So they're losing stars, but they're also creating stars at the same time.
Yeah, because I usually watch a lot of these documentaries on my couple of the streamings that I have. And this is kind of how they were talking about ours and stuff and how they were made. This would be one that'd be really cool to keep an eye on since people were watching it so long ago. This would be kind of fun to just keep an eye on it.
Yeah, and it also looks like, I don't know if it's a different... No, it's the same one. That usually when they discover something like this, it's usually once and done. But this particular FRB is a repeater. So it looks like it was first discovered... Now that doesn't make sense. Sorry, I'm looking at this and... Okay, well, the article I'm reading here isn't doing a lot. Oh, there. Okay, correction. There are two FRB studies. There's another one, FRB 121102, which was discovered in November of 2012.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah. So this is a different one, and this one is a repeater. So it doesn't make sense because the other one was a repeater also, given the number that we received.
It almost strikes me, they're both. What it is two different institutes watching it, because you have the Netherlands here, they were watching it, Germany. Which would also, being in multiple different places, because I know the other one was New Mexico. Yeah. That's another way of being different areas showing that, like what you were saying, that it is a repeater.
Yeah.
But then that kind of almost strikes me as like a lighthouse that's rotating and spinning. So it's just spitting out all this radio waves and things. I mean, I would almost think that a lot of them are repeaters. I mean, unless they've exploded or... Because, ours puts out a lot of stuff, too, all the time.
Yeah.
You see the plasma and all that coming out. So, yeah, looking at the rest of this, it looks like it's really, really young.
Well, and that could also be because, as they were saying, it's caused by a neutron star.
Mm-hmm.
So, this galaxy may have been around for a while, but because so many stars have been destroyed over the years, it's sort of like... It's just like being reborn consistently.
It would be almost like a spark would make Jupiter turn into a star.
Exactly.
Because that's like almost what they think happened is Jupiter should have been another star, but something happened and it didn't catch it. It didn't turn into a star. But the one talking about that was the bully of our system because it's so big.
Yeah.
Because there's other places, other galaxies like similar that have the big gas giants, and they just destroy... That would be another one at this repeater here, that if it has a giant gas giant, that's why the stars are disappearing, that it's just being pulled in by all that energy. So it's just taking the little ones with it and absorbing them or spitting them out. You know what I mean?
That may very well be, yes.
Your start to turn that into, the new sun. That if it was being pulled and it just pulled some of the smaller planets with it and shoved it into there's more energy. You're dropping more gas, more material, so then it's just gonna, light the wick again, and then that's gonna, that would make sense. That would completely make sense. I'm wondering if this doesn't have a gas giant. Or had a gas giant, because it could have been sucked in.
It may have had one before, but not anymore.
Maybe that's why it's got so much energy, but it's a dwarf planet, or a dwarf galaxy. That would kind of make sense. If it was a gas giant, and it was sucked into the sun, then, you have all that gas just exploding.
Yeah.
That would probably explain why it's spinning and just going at it. I know you and I have so many different things to look up. I have so many rabbit holes. Bart, you keep giving me ideas, and I'm like, I have this idea, and I have that idea, and this looks cool, and this looks cool. Hey, we're doing good. We have, the next two episodes completely planned out. I just have to dive in some rabbit holes.
That's it. Next few episodes, And we may have the next couple months episodes, depending on what kind of rabbit holes we wind up in.
I'm completely enjoying this. I know you probably are too. I mean, we're both learning crazy things that we never realized.
Yes.
I think it'll be a good thing. I think we'll be able to do some good stuff. I think this, we're gonna, damn it, Bart, we're gonna make 2017 better than 2016.
Ugh. You know what? I can almost guarantee that will happen. Or it has happened.
Oh, I know. Everyone was saying how, you know, a year ago, 2016 was going to be sweet 16, and it became sour. 2016 became very, very, very sour. But, you know, I kind of blame the media for that, because, you know, the world media is so small now that I think that that's why everything gets around so much quicker. But that's why, like, the bad is seen first, not so much the good. So maybe we need to change that, Bart.
Start on this show giving out good information.
Yes. I mean, I think we're getting there. I mean, we're finding some really interesting stories that just makes you think.
Yes.
So, I mean, if anybody else has any ideas or, you know, any topics or any other rabbit holes, you know, please contact us.
Absolutely.
We're
on Facebook, we're on Twitter. You can email us at tftdpodcast@gmail.com.
And I started a webpage. Well, it'll have everything that I'm involved in on it, but I gotta finish figuring out how to get everything plugged in. I'm not all that great with websites, but I'm learning as I go. But I hope to have that up and running soon, too, with all the other projects I'm working on, because I'm probably going to have 10 different tabs on this website when I get done. Because I started adding, and I'm like, oh, I got this one, I got this one, I got this one, this one, this one. So I will probably put a tab for this. I know you and I were talking about writing some more.
So absolutely.
Maybe I got to get back to my sarcastic views on other stories, which I found hilarious, but some people didn't find it funny. I think instead of whale watching, whale stalking, I thought was funnier, but I guess it's just my crazy sense of humor.
Well, and like once you get that all set up, then let everyone know that that's available. Also, you can start following that. Also, if I just completely lost my voice there. If you look on iTunes, I know if you listen to a lot of podcasts like we do, you are hearing consistently. But if you go to iTunes, leave us a review or just leave us a star rating. That way more people can get to hear our different ideas.
Exactly. Leaving a thing is a little bit better than a star. Even if you don't like us, just tell us. You know,
yeah.
You and I have been trying hard. We're both learning as we're going.
But we know a lot of people are, a lot of new people have started checking out the show, and that is awesome. But, you know, if you like us, leave us a review. You know, let people know why you think this show is cool.
You and I have been working hard trying to do, like you said, with us listening to so many other podcasts, trying to, you know, do different stories than everybody else. I think we're doing pretty good at that. Try not to do too many repeats, because I'm sure everyone listens to a lot of the same types.
Exactly. So I do have to say, it was on our very first episode, and it recently came up again, the Berenstain-Berenstain universe. A friend of mine commented on someone's post on Facebook that they, because this person had an image that was pretty, I'm pretty sure was doctored, that said EI on it.
But wait, I thought EI was normal and AI was not.
No, AI is what it actually is. But this book said EI on it. But he commented, and you're like, what is this referring to? And he's like, oh, you don't even want to know, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
I saw another one similar to that, and I'm like, I so wanted to say something, but I'm like, I would be writing a book. It was like one of those ones where people comment on it, and it had to do with something else, and a girl posted in there talking about the Illuminati, and they're, you know, they're this and they're that and all this, and I'm like, yeah, don't know, because I mean, there's so there's so many, like we were saying, that stuff that's linked. There's so many, you know, that's this and this. Because well, you know, Bart, when Ken's on the computer up here recording his other podcast, because, you know, well, neither of us like to sleep. We're always doing something. But when he was up here recording, you know, I usually have 3 hours to do whatever needs to be done downstairs. So I'll do a little bit of house chores, whatever. But I'll plug in a documentary. And I was watching one, and it was talking about, like, the rich. Like, how you have, like, a certain elite. And they were talking about how, like, eons ago, the Illuminati was considered terrorists, and then the Freemasons, and there was a slew of other ones, you know, down the time that were considered terrorists. Yeah. And I'm like, that's interesting. Like, they were talking about how, like, it's the, is it the Rothschilds? Like, how they've been involved in, like, the money, the banking and stuff forever. Like, we're talking
that sounds familiar.
Forever. Because they own all the banks of the world except for, last time I saw was 3 countries, but that might be different now, but it was Cuba. I forget the other two. It was like two Middle East countries and Cuba, which we're making nice with Cuba now anyways. So there's a way to get into them, but there's last I saw there was 3 countries that they don't own the banks. But they own everything. Like, they own all the banking systems in the world.
Jeez.
I mean, this family is worth billions. And when I mean billions, they are the wealthiest family in the world. I mean, they are wealthy. But then they go, you know, he was talking about some of the other ones. He was talking about this. This group, when it comes to, like, a bloodline, that's the only way that you can be involved in them, like, to be in it. But then he's like, you know, they're... I don't know if he was calling them Satanists or that was how he felt about it, but some of them have a mark, like a bloodline on their hands. You know how, like, everybody's got different like special lines on their hands?
Yeah.
I know I've got special lines. I don't know what it means. Because if you look at my palms, I have M's on both of my hands. My lines make M's. But he said that there's bloodlines that's how you get involved in this group. It's a very, very, very elite group. And they own everything. Because they were talking about how, like, people in power, and they mentioned, like, the president. They're like, which that's coming out now, too. They're not voted in. They are placed there. And it's one of those where whatever side of the coin you're on, they're all in the same group. You know, they're put there for a reason. It doesn't matter. What, you know, that, I mean, that's where the whole propaganda and all the other stuff kind of comes from, is, because if you pay attention to, like, news and politics and stuff like that, a lot of it is, I call it the Kardashian thing, look over here, look over here, look over here, but then behind everybody else's back, they're doing crap. I mean, we saw that with the bills. I mean, have you ever actually looked into some of the bills? Like, people are like, oh, let's pass this. But do you see what they're tacking underneath of that bill?
You have to read everything.
Exactly. And that's the kind of stuff that they don't, like, we as a public don't even really see. Because they are, you know, like I said, it's the whole thing of look over here, look over here. But if you, that's another kind of rabbit hole I want to jump down in. Like, some of it, I get it, but, you know, like, some of the podcasts and the vlogs and some of the stuff like that talk about, kind of like what we talk about, it's not considered the traditional normal news.
Yeah.
Like, but then you have the other stuff that's considered fake news, like, people just post shit up because they can. That's huge in Facebook. You know, if you have a website, you can write up your own news story and post it and everybody's going to think it's real. Well, there's a couple, they're starting to link the real, like, the actual fake news and some of the stuff where it's considered, like, conspiracy theories, things that are unusual or bizarre. It's not necessarily like, you know, you see lights in the skies, but it's not, they're not always saying it's UFOs. You're just saying, what is that? But they're all getting linked together into fake news. And there's a couple governors and a couple other stuff that wants all of it banned. And I'm like, okay, I like a lot of the stuff talked about, like UFOs and some, because like last episode you and I talked about, because it's like, you and I follow the trail and we're like, dude, that was pre-testing for this, that was pre-testing for that. It was all military. You could tell exactly it was all pre-military weapons, planes or missiles or anything like that.
Yeah.
But there's a couple of them that want to ban all of it. Because I have one vlog on YouTube that I don't watch as much, but I listen to it a lot of times, and that it's like he talks about a lot of that stuff. Just bizarre stuff that just, it doesn't make any sense. They were talking about that, and I stopped getting, because, like, you know how when you subscribe to a channel, it'll pop up on your phone whenever the next one has been downloaded?
Yeah.
That's been banned, that has been deactivated, because I wasn't getting anything, and I was listening to him, and he's like, dude, if you want to get updates when I upload a video, you got to go such and such and to do this. Because you got to go actually to your YouTube page and to their page and hit a bell. Even if you're subscribed, you're not going to get it. And people, even when they were subscribed and had the bell, they still weren't getting updates of it. And I wasn't getting them either. I have to actually go to his page daily and see if he's uploaded anything.
I've noticed that recently too, yeah, because I didn't have it set to notifications, so...
Well, if you subscribe it, it'll automatically do it. And even if you hit the bell, it'll automatically do it. You'll get a little thingy saying, hey, such and such uploaded it.
Yeah, well, I noticed that, like, on the left-hand side, it'll say, you know, this person has this many new videos since the last time you looked.
See, and anything that is considered, like, conspiracy theories or actual... behind the scenes news, it's kind of getting blocked. You know, that's where everybody is. What were they calling it? If you speak against a lot of them, you know, you're a nut. You're just a nut, basically. You're a backwards hick, you know, that doesn't know anything. But, I have other stuff that I do because, I video game, not as much as I used to. Because I've been getting more and more of the podcasting, but I get notifications from them when they upload a video game. Like, you know how a lot of them will do something on a video game and then record it and upload it? I get those notifications. I don't get my UFO notifications anymore. That is bizarre.
So, it is.
Maybe Bart, you and I are going to have to dive down, because... there was another one. More and more, like researchers, and there was like some scientists and stuff. There's a whole bunch of other stuff that goes back to like the 80s, which I guess this could be considered conspiracy. But you know, crazy things happen, and people have been like mysteriously dying for no reason. Like, there was one group that they were working on, I'm going to say, like, some kind of weaponry in the 80s, and, like, 26 of them died really close to each other, just mysteriously.
Oh, wow.
And then, I mean, then I could be off by the number, but, like I said, this is going to be something else that maybe we'll research down the line. But there was, like, another one. This guy was, I'm going to say, our age? And he was diving into something... that he probably shouldn't have, but he did uncover a bunch of information. And I'm like, curious what this was. Because it had to do with, like, he called it the dark arts, which kind of curious what that is. But I guess it had, like, a lot of wealthy people, a lot of, like, top politicians, maybe some entertainers, just, you know, top of the crust. That were involved in these dark arts, as he called it. And from the story that I read, he contacted his mom and said, your boy, you know, if you get this, you know, blah, 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 blah. And he was mysteriously dead a couple days later. But a lot of these are getting chalked up as suicide. I'm like, how, you know, like, it makes no sense. But like I said, Bart, you and I have so much, you know, with you working at the library, you can do some, your research there. I can do my research on the computer, but we have so many rabbit holes, I think, this year we're going to have to dive into. I mean, I've started a list. I have, like, two pages of list of stuff right now where, you know, you and I were talking, where everything is connected.
Yeah.
And it makes you think. Like, it really, really does. Because, I mean, I'm sure, you know, they would rather keep us as a public in the dark. I'm sure that goes with, like, you know, hey, if the aliens are real, that's why they're not going to tell us. They're going to keep us in the dark.
True.
They would rather us be stupid sheep. You know, follow the lemmings. Look over here, look at who's doing this, and who's screwing who, and we're going to go over here and screw you instead. It's kind of messed up. It's really messed up. Which I know you and I both went, well, more me, going on a major tangent. But everything is linked. Everything. Kind of interesting once you and I are able to get all the puzzle pieces put together. Because I almost feel like, you know, the old kids coloring books or whatever, where they would have, like, the numbers and the dots, and they would have, like, a partial picture, and you sit there and you connect the dots, and it makes a whole picture.
Yeah.
I almost have a feeling that's kind of like what we're doing right now.
So, maybe.
I mean, we're finding some interesting things, but it's so connected. And it's kind of scary. Because, I mean, I know when it comes to, you got the money, you could do whatever you want. But you know, I'm a slight little hippie and not a fan of titles, but I consider myself a hippie geek. And I think that we need to do something this year. At least I think I do. I need to do something this year. Being as stressed out as we are and, you know, I gotta figure out how to get my business up and running and actually make a living off of it. I mean, I've been making hats. I've been making steampunk stuff. I gotta get all that updated and get that out there and see what we can do. I like my job. I just don't care for my boss.
Once you get the website set up, and then, you know, we'll let people know when we have our stuff up there for the podcast.
We'll take one day at a time, Bart. I think you and I will be good, because...
Precisely.
Just one day. I know you and I both have, like, stressful jobs sometimes, and it's like, I don't like you. I don't like you. I would rather just stay home. But, yeah, I think we'll be all right. It's just going to take time. We have so many different rabbit holes to jump into. I think that this is going to be cool. I need to start bringing my laptop with me wherever I go. Start writing. Well, because I usually do my research on my phone, but I think if I start bringing my laptop, I can start researching and looking up some other stuff. I think it'll be good. Well, it's about
all right. Well,
time.
It looks like we've already hit over an hour on the show today. So
yeah, just for about an hour. I'm going to go down and make a Buddha bowl and some lunch for us, and then I gotta get ready and go to a Christmas party, and it's nonstop. It's nonstop. But yeah, I'm gonna go down and make that Buddha bowl with that peanut butter dressing that I showed you.
Yeah.
Trying to eat a little healthier, at least trying to make Ken. It's not working all that well.
All right. Well, but, okay. Like I said, we've got some stuff ready for next week or the week after.
Yeah, we have the next two podcasts planned out.
As soon as this episode's out, we'll be ready for the next one for you guys.
Yes, because you and I already have the next episode 11 and next episode 12, because this is episode 10.
Yes.
We have the next one, so... I think you and I are off to a fast, overwhelming start.
Yes.
I think we'll both be good. And, you know, we're with Tangent Bound. We're with Weeby Geeks. Everybody knows where to find us. I will have everything in the show notes. And I know Bart will have everything uploaded on our Facebook page for all the links of stuff that we've talked about. And if you guys have any other stuff that you want us to talk about or your own conspiracy theories, maybe you have another piece of the puzzle that we're still trying to find, tell us. Let us know. Email us, Facebook us, anything. Let us know. We want to dig more into this because, I mean, I think we're doing good. I really think we're doing some really good stuff.
Yeah.
So I will talk to you later, Bart.
I'll talk to you later.
I'm going to go make some lunch for us. I will talk to you guys later. Bye. Enjoy yourself. Have a safe holiday, safe weekend, or whatever you got going on.
Bye.
Bye, guys.